A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Dalid, Yuma 4a, pagination page 7. But we will start briefly on the previous page. So we're already familiar with the opinion of Rabbi Eichanan, who tells us that the reason that we sequester the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur is because it's learnt out of the Miluim. We're going to do a little bit of review and enhancement of that today. But it's based on the pasuk Kasher Asa Bayom Azeh Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem, just as Hashem commanded for you to do at the end of Parshas Tzav for Aaron and his sons in preparation for the inauguration of the Mishkan. So Hashem said, do the same thing Lechaper Aleichem. In the future, you're going to do by the Day of Atonement for the Kohen Gadol. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns this concept with which the Perek began, Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, that concept. We have an alternative way of learning, which we also want to keep track of, and this is the approach of Reish Lakish, which we hope to do tonight as well. Take a look on Gimel Amud Beis 3b, pagination page 6, 4 lines from the bottom. Aleph Lamed Omar Lei, he said to him, Elamar Mehecha Yalifla, where do you learn it from? In other words, there's a bit of an argument over here as to how we should successfully learn out this concept of sequestering for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. And he's asking Reish Lakish, you don't like where I'm learning it from, Rabbi Yochanan says, so you tell me, where do you learn it from? Omar, Reish Lakish answered, Mi Sinai. I learn it out of Sinai. Dechsev, because there's a pasuk, and this is the critical pasuk. The pasuk says, Shmos Chavdalid Tes Zayin, Vayishkon Kevod Hashem Al Har Sinai, the presence of Hashem was on Har Sinai, Vayichaseo He'onan Sheshes Yomim, for 6 days, Vayikre El Moshe Vayom HaShevi'i, and then Hashem called to Moshe on the 7th day. Michti, Ksiv, Vayikre El Moshe Vayom HaShevi'i, he's calling to Moshe on the 7th day, My Sheshes Yomim, what's this 6 days all about? Zebona Av, this teaches you a precedent. Shekola Nichnas B'machash Neshechina, whenever you go into the camp of holiness, Tom Parisha Shiva, you need 6 days of preparation. Parisha Shisha, you need 6 days of preparation. So Moshe is going in to greet Hashem on Har Sinai, as we call it, heaven. So he needed 6 days of preparation. So the Kohen, when he goes in to the Kodesh Kadoshim, is going to need preparation of 6 days.
Point to this.
Asks the Gemara, V'hanan Shivatanan. Mm-hmm. Our Mishnah required 7 days. Are you explaining the Mishnah? Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. So Reish Lakish says, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Dechayish l'tumas beso. He's worried, onto today's daf, the top, he's worried about, maybe his wife will be a nida, and he'll be with her, and in that tragic situation, as unlikely as it is, but for the Kohen Gadol, we're not playing any games. We trained this person, he's greater than an astronaut, right? I mean, like, he's greater, we trained him. He's ready. He's prepared. We're not taking any chances. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says because of a 7-day waiting period, you do sequestering. But Reish Lakish says if you really look at the numbers, really what's required according to Sinai is a 6-day sequestering. Now maybe the 6 days becomes a 7th day, whatever. Reish Lakish says that Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And I'll find you a different price, a different literature, whatever. Or maybe we add on to the 6 days, 1 day to try to, for 1 day, I'll accommodate Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira too. But essentially, the foundation of the concept of sequestering, according to Reish Lakish, had nothing to do with the Miluim. The concept of sequestering has to do with a pasuk by Sinai. Good. What was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, which is the original opinion that we were working with? So take a look at the Gemara, how there's a little bit of an enhancement in the presentation on today's daf. I'm counting down about 12 lines. At the end of a line, Tanya Kavosei. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavosei de Reish Lakish. On today's daf, we're going to have a proof to Rabbi Yochanan and a proof to Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, listen to the proof to Rabbi Yochanan that we learned out of the Miluim. Bezos Yavar Aaron ala Kodesh. In Parshas Acharemos, when it says what a Kohen Gadol should do in order to go into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, it says, with this, Aaron should go into the Kodesh b'masha omer b'inyan, according to the topic that's there, mahi. And what is the topic that's there? B'inyan ha-miluim. B'inyan de-miluim. It talks about miluim. So, you're a little in wonderment. In what way is it talking about Miluim in Parsha Acharemos? Parsha Shemini was Miluim. In between that was Shemini, Tazria, Metzora, Acharemos. I don't understand how Acharemos comes to be Miluim. So Tosfos Yeshanim very beautifully points out over here, Bezos Yavo Aaron, left-hand margin, but Yerushalmi Mefarish, the Yerushalmi explains, because it tells Aaron, don't be like your sons, who went in too far without permission. But what kind of preparation did they have before going in? They had the Miluim. That was the story of the Miluim. They were prepared like the Miluim, but they didn't have a commandment to do and to do the Ketores the way Aaron was told to. But essentially the topic is a topic of Miluim, and we're contrasting the death of Nadav and Avihu with the procedure that Aaron is supposed to have. So it is a topic of Miluim. In addition to that, Ma'omer be'inyan de Miluim, Aaron pira shiva v'shimosh yom echad. Aaron separated for 7 days, and then he served for 1 day. The Miluim. That was what the focus was, that inauguration day. Later, the Brisa also invokes the pasuk that we've been working with until now, which is Kasher Osa B'Yamazet Tzivashem Lasos L'Chapar Aleichem, just like the Miluim, so for Kapara. But I felt this was important to add in, to appreciate that the entire structure, as Tosfos Yeshanim brings from the Yerushalmi, the structure of Acharemos is contrasting Nadav and Avihu tragedy with the way that Aaron is going to do it. And yes, Aaron is also going to have to do his preparation of seven days. But in addition, he's going to have to follow the protocol of Parshas Acharemos, the protocol of Yom Kippur. And if he does both, then he'll live. Then he'll be doing what he's supposed to be doing. Good. Drop down to the bottom of the page. We're about 8 lines from the bottom. At the end of a line, Tanya Kavosei Dureish Lakish. And here we have a phenomenal development according to different shittas. How exactly did Matan Torah occur? To give it to you in a nutshell, the machlokas over here is whether that pasuk that says 6 days and then Moshe was called on the 7th day, which Reish Lakish says is the source for sequestering, and Reish Lakish is only holding a sequestering of 6 days, did that pasuk refer to something that happened before Matan Torah, before Aseres HaDibros, before Shavuos, and the 6 days was the preparation over there, and then the 7th day was Shavuos? Or is this the first days after Shavuos, what we call the 40 days of Moshe being in Har Sinai? The first days of that were actually 6 days of preparation, of sequestering, before he actually went in. In which case, it turns out that we all think it's phenomenal that he learned Torah in 40 days and 40 nights, and that's pretty amazing. It turns out the first 6 days, he was preparing. He wasn't even in yet. That means he did it in 34 days. Yeah, pretty amazing. So let's see the Gemara. Tanya kavasei derish lakish Moshe ola ba'onan v'niskasa ba'onan v'niskadish ba'onan kedei lekabel Torah liyisoa b'kedusha. Moshe had to be in the cloud to sanctify himself in order to get the Torah. Shenemar v'yishkin kivar Hashem al Sinai zaha yamaisa achar aseres habdibros. This event happened after the Ten Commandments. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And if you follow that, those are the days of sequestering that are being described. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva in contrast holds, Vayishkan Kivod Hashem Mirosh Chodesh. This pasuk is referring to Rosh Chodesh Sivan preceding the Aseres HaDibros. Vayichaseu Anan Lahar, and the cloud covered the mountain, Vayikra el Moshe, V'cho Yisrael Omdim. And really it applied to Moshe and entire Klal Yisrael, and there was no sequestering, as Rashi tells us, because Moshe was doing shuttle diplomacy. He was going back from the Jewish people to Hashem, and from Hashem to the Jewish people. Those days were not days of sequestering. Those were 6 days of preparation. But no sequestering there. And it applied equally to Moshe and the Jewish people. When it says that Hashem called to Moshe, he was calling to the entire Jewish people. We just single out Moshe, he's the leader, we're giving him honor, but there is no sequestering going on. What we see in this brisa is a machlokes between Rabbi Yosei Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that these 6 days are the days preceding Shavuos. The days preceding Aseres HaDibros, there's no sequestering going on. According to Rabbi Akiva, this is a no-starter for our topic. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, we're talking about the days after Aseres HaDibros. These are the first of the 40 days. And Rabbi Yossi HaGlili literally learns that Moshe was sequestered, preparing to enter Hashem's heavens, in order to do so properly, he needed to prepare. He needed to be sequestered in order to do that.
Okay, but that was not a one day event, right? We were discussing that concept that it was a preparation for.
Very nice. So the Bana Av is that whenever you go into Hashem's private, when you're upgrading your status significantly, it's going to require 6 days of preparation. You're right. In the beginning of the Masechta, when we kept trying to do analogies, it was always 7 for 1 day. And Rish Lakish is not worried about that because he's not doing a comparison. He's learning something. He's learning a lesson. Zebona Av. It's not a Gzeir Shove. It's a Binyan Av that whenever you go in to heaven, you need preparation. The result of this, we're out of time, but the result of this is that it's linked to a machlokes of when Shavuos, when Matan Torah, when the Aseres HaDibros actually happened. If it happened on the 6th day of Sivan, or it happened on the 7th day of Sivan. If you're learning that Hashem called him on the 7th day, that 7th day is Shavuos. That was the day when Hashem invited him in. But if this 6 and 7 is after Matan Torah, the reason for that is because Shavuos was on the 6th day. And you can't learn 6 days and then Hashem called them on the 7th. That pasuk doesn't make any sense according to the calendar that Shavuos was the 6th day. And therefore Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns this has nothing to do with before Matan Torah. It has to do with after Matan Torah, after the Aseres HaDibros, in preparation for Moshe learning the rest of what we call Torah. Yeshikoach, have a great evening.